Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He loves us. We are all dear to him. He cares about us. And his return is very, very soon. He has things to say and share to his people. He loves so much. And as we go forward in him, doing all that's in his heart, he will help us understand things in a much greater way. And the challenges of life that challenge us, the Lord will help us to go forward, guide us where we need to be guided. Now, those who love God and seek him and put him first, they begin to understand many more things than others. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added." That's a worry-free life. If you want to know how to have a successful and worry-free life, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Remember, the Holy Spirit is given to guide us into all truth. And that's precisely what he came to do. He loves us. He has great things in store for those who seek it, who seek the Lord to know him. And his wisdom is unmatched. God loves us. He gives everyone a chance to know and honor God. And as we seek him to know him, there's nothing we can't do. Remember, the Lord thinks of all things. He thinks of things you can't consider on your own. And he's willing to share it with you. Those who seek the Lord and his righteousness, that's the path of love. The greatest way to know God is to operate in the love of God, the Word of God. The Word of God is the knowledge of love. If you consider what the knowledge of love is, it's the Word of God. It's the character of God, the will of God, expressed by words. So, you don't have to wonder what God's will is. Some people don't. They don't know whether to believe in God's word in certain areas because they don't know what his will is. But his will is his word in real time. He doesn't deviate from his word. He can't. And his word does the same things that he does. So when you seek first the kingdom of God, you're taking the Lord at his word. You can't see God. You can't see what'll happen if you do the choices of God. You don't know until you do it. But you can believe and take him at his word because his track record is good. He's trustworthy. You know he's trustworthy. There are references that point to the fact that he can be taken at his word. His love is proven. He's the one that gave us a wonderfully working body. We can see, we can hear, we can taste. With that, he gave us good food to eat, beautiful things to see. And then the earth itself is full of all kinds of music, harmony, from the birds and crickets, everything making its own noise. And it's done well because God is good. Creation suggests that God is good. And if you wonder where the sin come from, God gave us a reference for it. He told us what happened when you study the Word of God. Sin is here, that we die. So Jesus Christ came and did something about it. Now, as we represent him, and we live to honor him, that's how we know him. We relate to him. We get to know him by obeying him, taking him at his word. He's good. And as we take him at his word, we learn for ourselves that he's good. When we study the word, we see what he did in the lives of others, and it was good. And in the creation, he gave us everything we enjoy. It's good. God is good. He can't be bad. But Satan is bad. Sin is here. And remember, the earth is under man's jurisdiction, not God's. God gave man authority in the earth. So whatever man does, the earth will do as well. And we have to know this. Whatever we do, the earth will do. If you ever want to know where, where tornadoes come from, well, God don't send them. If man sin, the earth will react. And it always will, as long as it's under our dominion. And so it's important to know that when you seek the Lord, He will give you the reason of things, understanding and clarity, if you can receive it. All of the Word of God must be received. And it's important. And the Lord won't take anything away from you. He said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will be added. And it will be. Now, in other passages of Scripture, verses, it talks about how the knowledge of God and wisdom will be multiplied to you. The grace of God, the anointing, multiplied. But things will be added over time. God is wise. He does things the right way. Now, as you go forward in Him, seeking Him to know Him, you're going to learn for yourself that He's good. His return is soon. He said, tell my people my return is imminent, to be ready that they be not left. Some people deviate from the love of God. And the enemy tries to tempt people back into the world and different aspects of the world to accuse them before the Lord. And the enemy knows that the Lord will return, and he'll try to cause people to get on your nerves and get people into unforgiveness so that God can't forgive them, so that they can be left and have to endure the terrible tribulation period that God wants us all to avoid. We have to do it God's way. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. With the love of God, there's no sin. He didn't call us to the kingdom to live in sin again. He called us, we got to do what He does. He chose the light. He divided the light from the darkness. The Word of God does what God does. And as we follow Him, we do what He does. We can follow God. And He's our high priest. He'll show us how to do the things we have to do. He'll teach us what we need to know so that we can go forward and not backwards. And the Holy Spirit, as He guides us into all truth, He also guides us away from what will destroy us. The Lord Himself will help you to do the things of God, help you go forward so that you can understand how to overcome. He'll show you things that's coming, dangers. He'll put that feeling in your heart. You know, Kenneth Hagin used to say the velvety feeling to help you know what to avoid, know that it's going to be good. And it's like a red light when something's not right. Now, if you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, if you're seeking first the kingdom of God, you're more apt to notice what He does. It's a gentle influence. He doesn't make you do stuff like people like to say. It's a gentle influence. A still small voice. You'll know by your faith this is the way to go. And you'll go forward and it'll be good and you'll love it. But if when there's a danger, you'll know that there's something just not right. And you know that you feel that cautious. It's a holy cautious feeling you get. And you seek the Lord and you ask Him your questions, and then it'll be revealed. When people's hearts are not towards you, it'll be revealed. When people are for you and the right thing, when you live a life of integrity, you're in the flow of God. You're living in His love. And it's easy to follow Him. It's easy to receive instruction. It's easy to go forward, as long as you can operate by your faith. it works. Following God is easy. It's as easy as loving your brother, because love is the key. When you see things, when you see that people have needs, when you're watching TV and you see a program like Life Today, James Robinson is on there, and he show you those children that have dirty water to drink, the love of God makes you want to do something about it. When people are running down the boss and complaining about the company and all the injustice or things that they feel is wrong, and you love, you know, you love your boss, you love, you're thankful for the company, you're thankful for all the people that work there, you love everybody there. The love of God don't want to participate in negativity. It would rather find a solution. And so many times people complain and complain and complain. But love don't. Love finds a way. And sometimes people are wrong in that way, in the way that they do things, in the way that they see things, and it's not favorable. But the wisdom of God will give you the answers to help cure the problems that are. It's wonderful. It's a blessing, a thorough blessing, to operate according to the love of God. It always works. There's always a good answer when you seek to do things God's way. Now, considering the fact that God sees, He knows all things, when it's really dangerous, you'll know it. The Lord may guide you away from a problem that's coming, because He can thoroughly see it. He sees the problem forming. And see, these are the other things that happen, not just your protection. Your protection happens when you seek first the kingdom of God. You stay in the love of God. You see the options that are there all the time. You see and you can feel the references of truth. And the Lord will help you be in the know. You won't be in the dark. When you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, you're obeying the word of God, and it causes you to live according to the light. Now, this is something that happens that people don't know that will happen. As you follow God in the light, you start seeing greater truths that you could not learn any other way. And you learn to trust Him in much greater ways. Because the Lord is progressive. He's foundational and He's progressive. Now, sometimes people just, they want a quick fix. They want their problem to be solved, and that's all they're out. All right. When you can do something, when you can fix a problem quickly, and it's right to the point, that's desirable. That's what men like. And I like it too. Yeah, and God even likes it. But sometimes it's necessary to do the foundational things. And when there's a foundational situation, and you seek the Lord, and He give you wisdom, it's going to work for you. You have to make the foundational adjustments, though. It's not bad. It's not negative. It's good. And when you follow through, you're going to learn to appreciate the Word of God. Many people take His guidance for granted. People that are impatient look for the quick fix all the time. You can't do that following God. You have to live by His Word, receive His Word. But when He gives you something to do or say, it's going to work out. It's going to work good. And you're going to love it. But as you know Him, it gets easier to go forward. Now, here's something else that happens when you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. It takes a lot of energy to do wrong, to do wrong decisions, to make the wrong choices and evil choices. It takes courage to work against those things. And so many people, they opt out of that kind of courage. And they start back to doing what they know and evaluate to be all right. But those who seek the Lord to know Him, they enjoy greater wisdom. You know the story of the tortoise and the hare, or the turtle and the rabbit. You know, everybody know a rabbit can outrun that tortoise or that rat, you know, turtle, whatever. And the rabbit was so cocky that he went and took a nap. He ran circles around the turtle, went and took a nap, but the turtle kept on walking at his pace. And then the rabbit overslept in his cocky pride. And the turtle won the race, or the tortoise, whatever, either one. And the hare lost the race. And he should have won, but he lost. And so it is the wisdom of man. You can seem to go so much faster than those who operate according to the wisdom of God. And you can look like you're really doing something. And you're running faster, you're going forward, you're doing things. But when you're following God, you're not just sitting still. You're doing what you normally do. But you're going to gain wisdom that you desperately need. And from there, you're going to make wiser choices that's going to last. Working as unto God on a job, to some people that seems foolish. Just do enough to get by, and that's enough. Do enough so that they can't fire you, and that's enough. In the mind of so many people. But I'm gonna tell you something. If you seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, you're not just trying to earn money. You're trying to be a blessing to everybody you can. And I gave my son this advice. There are people who they are diligent in their way. They seek God to know Him, and they're diligent in their way, and they treat people right, and they seek to be a blessing. And then they solve problems. Instead of being a problem, they solve problems. Instead of backbiting, they give people insight, and they encourage people to not tear others down and represent Christ. Now, I was telling them how Christians act. People that are Christians, they backbite, they talk about people. They don't hardly work sometimes. Beside the worldly people. And they misrepresent God. And God can't bless their life. But those who seek first the kingdom of God, God will help them get out of the negativity. And then he can bless their lives like they want to be blessed. He can't bless everybody. Some people are contrary. And some people never consider to seek first the kingdom of God. Never studied the teachings of Jesus. There were two sermons that Jesus taught. And one day, when I first started studying the Word of God, I thought about something. I said, I need to study the Word so much, so many good and wonderful things to study. Where should I start? And I thought about the fact that, well, Jesus Christ is the Word of God, according to St. John. So what did the Word of God teach when He was here as a man? And I went and took another look at what He taught. I said, this is where I'll start. I'm going to do this. And I endeavored to do all that I read about it. Found out it works good, really good. And I thank God for it. I'm not sad that I followed God. I'm much better off, and I learned many things from living a life that honors God. I can truly say that. I learned so much from the Lord as I learned to walk in love with others. I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people. And He began to do so. And that's whatever He taught me, I'd practice. And I don't regret any of it. I love God. And I thank Him for all the wonderful things He helped me to see. Good things are ahead as you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. You're going to learn some goodness. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty to move throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.